Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the two wars that started because of Osama bin Laden and the 9/11 attacks, many Massachusetts residents serving in the military have paid the ultimate price. So, of course, their families have paid close attention to the news about bin Laden. Perhaps nowhere more so than in the city of Fall River. In the past 12 months, Fall River has lost five of its young men. One of those was Sergeant Robert Barrett, who was killed by a suicide bomber in Afghanistan last April. Barrett grew up just a couple of streets away from his grandmother's modest home, where, in his honor, U.S. flags adorn the chain-link fence and bunting rings the front porch. Yesterday, on the back porch, we spoke about bin Laden's death with Robert's grandmother, Sue Galloway. With her was Robert's three-year-old daughter, Sophie, who was paying close attention to a howling newborn kitten.
Well, I didn't have that much thought. I was just kind of happy that he was gone.
Because?
Because of all the chaos that he's created in America itself and all the boys that he is at fault of killing, especially here in Fall River.
Did these events kind of bring back the memories of what happened not too long ago?
Of him dying?
Yeah.
Well, last week it was a year that Rob had gotten killed. Last Tuesday, April 19th. And, yeah, it did bring a little of it back, but like I say, you can't change it. That's what I feel. And I guess other people feel the same way.
What do you wish?
What do I wish? I wish this world would just, everything would just straighten out. Bring all these boys, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, bring them home to their families. That's where they belong. My grandson is never coming home again. But don't mean that he's not here, because he is right there.
In Sophie.
In Sophie. Yep. He was a great kid. I miss him. I miss him so much. It's unbelievable. And I have 14 grandchildren.
Sue Galloway is the grandmother of Robert Barrett, who was killed in Afghanistan in April of last year. Before joining up, Barrett spent 4 years in the high school ROTC program, where he's remembered today as dedicated and as a leader. When we visited BMC Durfee High yesterday, we found it in the process of sprucing up, repainting the beige walls in the hallway outside the ROTC classroom, getting ready to hang his photo and a plaque as it dedicates the wing to Barrett. There we also found high school senior Marcus Watson. He, too, has been in ROTC for 4 years at Durfee and will head to the Navy boot camp in July, just a month after he graduates high school. Watson called Barrett an inspiration to him.
He taught me just how to be a leader and how to be a mentor to other people, because that's basically what Barrett was about.
Does the news about bin Laden make Sergeant Barrett's loss a little more palatable, easier to deal with?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. I mean, bin Laden was a major asset to the Al-Qaeda, and it definitely helps our war against Al-Qaeda with, like, dismantling it. So it was definitely worth it. Like, I mean, makes it a little more tolerable.
You're headed for the Navy after high school?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I mean, when I was 7, I saw the Navy SEALs on a computer, and I looked at it, and I was like, that's just something I want to do. I think it's just because I'm an adrenaline junkie, and all this stuff that they do just excites me. So,
what did you think when you heard the SEALs were involved in the bin Laden takedown?
That's exactly the sort of thing I'm excited to do. I've always thought it would be the SEALs that would take them down, because to me that's just the elite group of the Special Forces. That's my favorite group. And like what I've researched about them, like the stealthiness, you figure you need a lot of stealth and things to get within a compound with a major person of Al-Qaeda who's probably really well, you know, protected. And so, but once I heard it was Navy SEALs, I was like, ah, just another day at the office, literally. That's literally what I thought, just another day at the office for them.
Marcus Watson hopes to join the SEALs after he graduates from Durfee High School in Fall River this month and then leaves for Navy boot camp. His high school ROTC director says many students in Fall River join the military after graduating, including about a third of the 15 or so seniors in ROTC each year. It's partly driven by economics. As he says, more than 80% of the students at Durfee are living below the poverty line, and for them, the ROTC and then the military are the best path to an education.